show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour three, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're in the midst of an email, if you're just tuning in. It's from Tyler. And actually, Tyler gets... He gets a Free Talk Live award tonight. He gets the award for the first person to email the show and have his email read twice on the air by the clueless hosts. Well, me, at least. I'm the one who's clueless, because you actually read his email back in August, and I started reading it tonight. We got through three paragraphs, and then during the break you said, dude, this is we've read this already.
Yeah.
And I said, what? We've read this already? And you know, the email was so great, it didn't even cross my mind. So congratulations, Tyler. You're the only one in email history of Free Talk Live to have that happen. Though we didn't make it all the way through before we discovered it. Anyway, so now we're reading his rebuttal. And this is all about immigration. And he's talking about how he believes that there's no difference between, in his mind at least, between the government, the agreement that the government has with all of us, supposedly, and an organization of federated neighborhoods getting together and having a voluntary organization.
Right.
There's more to his email.
No, essentially, he just he comes to an end there with the email, you know, thanks, love the show, blah, 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 which, you know, I do like to hear that, but...
Sorry, I was under the impression there was more.
No, you see, even in a perfect libertarian world, a massive governmental body would still arise, and there's no distinction between nation, state, and gated community. Thus, under total libertarian principles, the United States reserves the right to deny entrance to whomever they choose. Thank you, keep up the good work. Sorry I tried to keep it short, but it proved impossible.
So there was more.
So, but the point that I'm making is, A, the United States did not limit your people, Tyler Gill, Tyler from coming... In
What's
the
that, an
States.
Irish name? Gil?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
It would just be a guess. They didn't limit the Irish from coming in. They may have stopped them for a couple of days for quarantine to see if they were healthy. That's about it. They rode over here in steerage. They got off the boat. They went right through. And that's how it has been for everybody. Why is
Until
it
now.
Suddenly a big deal? I mean, we let the Cubans in. Why do we let the Cubans in? They may or may not like it, and Miami's certainly a predominantly... Hispanic or Spanish speaking, it may not be the first language, but a lot of people do speak Spanish.
Well, though. I'll tell you why he thinks it's a big deal. He makes it clear in his first email. He's concerned that he thinks the way immigration's supposed to work is there's a trickle of immigrants coming in, and because the majority of the people speak English and are white, et cetera, then they have to adopt the language and the customs, etc. He's saying now that because there's so many Mexican immigrants coming in, that they're just overwhelming the communities on the border, and therefore this is a problem. And because he's saying it's a problem because the people that are living there who only speak English are now having to learn a second language. This is his objection. He doesn't want to have to learn any new languages. He doesn't
I don't
want to
see
have,
that they
to,
have to.
No, he doesn't. You're right. He doesn't want to have to move away either.
And you know, if you run a why do you have to speak a second language? Is it because the business that you work for wants you to speak a second language? Well, that's what the business wants.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with the, you know, I mean, other than the Mexicans coming across the border, it has nothing. They want to service possible clients.
But if there's 97%, and in some of these towns on the southern border, there's like 90-plus percent Hispanics. I mean, if there's 97%, you're not going to be able to super serve that 3% to the point where you can run a business. You're going to have to serve some Spanish-speaking people, and that's what he's offended about.
You may very well be able to super serve, but it doesn't matter. And a lot of Hispanics speak English, really. They really, really do. There's studies all over the place that prove that the fact that they do. And, you know, so they... Your parents were able to come in. At what point do you get to shut the gate?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem
fair
to me.
And were people yelling about Little Italy in the past, in Chinatowns? Were people yelling out loud about
it? Yes, they were. Xenophobes were yelling about it then, too.
These Chinese folks shouldn't be able to get together and speak their same language in the same place in one place.
And that's the other point that I have. Another of many points that I have is you can't stop it. You can't stop immigration.
We can pass
people,
a law.
Chinese are coming over here in boats, paying tens of thousands of dollars to get over here and work in little sweatshops, because they want to be here so badly. If the Pacific Ocean isn't stopping somebody from getting here, you and your fence can't stop it. All you can do is crack down the American people's freedoms. All you can do is take away my freedoms. You can have house-by-house checks to get rid of immigrants. You can have checkpoints. You can have all these things, but you can't stop illegal immigration.
Well, he says, I'm not a xenophobe, and I'm not opposed to immigration. I'm simply opposed to an immigrant, cultural, linguistic group coming to dominate the native culture and language of any nation due to its own lack of foresight on immigration policy. And he also suggests some things that, could be done to control. He wants to control the flow of immigration. And it's,
lots of people do.
And I'm sorry, Tyler, but what you're talking about doing is going to result in a police state. It is resulting in a police state. You want to control the amount of people coming in, but in order to do that, you have to control everyone else. You have to control businesses and tell them who they can and cannot hire. And you have to investigate them and run sting operations on them to ensure that they're following the laws that you've set. You have to put up border fences at the border at a huge cost. You have to enforce inside the border like they're doing in Texas and New Mexico and other states. This is a huge burden on the American economy in the form of taxation, in the form of government ineptitude, and you're forcing it on all of us just because you don't want to learn how to say hello and goodbye and give out some numbers in Spanish to people.
And, you know, I think that one should really look at, if that's the biggest concern, one should look at how people were adversely affected from, say the 80s, maybe the 70s, who lived in Miami, because that's how people used to pronounce Miami.
Mm.
People who lived there said Miami, and they were just crackers, just white
Florida crackers.
Florida crackers. And, the Cubans began coming in, and pretty soon they were the last. There were just very few left, to the point that I'm sure you've seen the bumper stickers, Ian, that said, the last white guy, the last American to leave Miami, please bring the flag.
Okay.
Haven't you seen
it's
that?
Cute.
It is cute. But I know that there are people that feel that they were treated adversely. What were the real effects? I don't want to hear about anyone's feelings about language.
Mm-hmm.
What were the real effects? Did property value go up or down? I'm willing to bet it went up.
Mm-hmm.
Did people make more or less money in general in the area?
There's more crime now. There's more crime.
Larger cities have more crime. I don't care whether you put white people, black people, or Cuban people in a city. It has more crime. Absolutely. There was the Mariel issue where Castro unleashed his insane asylums and prisons and sent them over here. And, yeah, you know, you send prisoners
send
over
me the unwashed masses, please.
Well, I don't know if I'm entirely... That's almost an act of war.
What? Just because they're in a prison in Cuba doesn't mean squat. He could have put them in there for political speech, for all you know.
It's just about an act of war.
If they commit a crime here, then they should be punished.
Absolutely.
Here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Ike.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey.
At this point, first of all, let me just make one thing clear. The only immigration I'm opposed to is anybody that tries to immigrate onto my property.
Hey, there you go.
Now, as to your earlier discussion about the associations versus government,
yes,
you make one particular point about the government being forceful versus associations, which are voluntary. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. People enter a neighborhood association on a voluntary basis, and they are coerced into dealing with governments.
There's a question here I'm going to have is, was that originally the case with our government?
Was what originally the case?
That it was put in place by force.
Absolutely.
Well, it didn't get put in place by force, but it wasn't, if you didn't protest, and supposing you did, I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear about anything, but the history's written by winners.
True.
So, you know, maybe somebody said, and there certainly were some loyalists, what do you think happened to them if they said, I demand to be under the rule of the king?
Ike, we're going to come back to you. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Of course it was put in place by force. It was small at that time. The force came out just like it does today when you refuse to obey. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Mark is sick. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed on our BBS. BBS.freetalklive.com is the link. I'll take you right to it. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. Did I mention it's free, like everything else is on our website? Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Ike in Arizona, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you, Ian.
Hey, Ike. So where do you want to go next?
At this point, I was just kind of niggling over some basic details about the arguments you were making because, well, I mean, it works if, in fact, the government was forced on the people, but at the same time, the question is, was it?
It has to be. It's a government.
I wasn't entirely certain.
Government is an agency with monopoly of coercive force over others. Government, by its nature, has to be forced on people. Otherwise, it's not a government. Otherwise, it's a voluntary association of individuals. Think about it. The guys that wrote the Constitution were guys gathered together in a room writing on a piece of paper. They created this thing, this imaginary thing called government, by writing down things on this magical piece of paper called the Constitution. And then as this thing came into existence, it started to become staffed with people, and they started sending out tax collectors, and that's where the force first came in. There wasn't force, per se, in the writing of the Constitution. It was when the first person said, oh, what? You created a government, and you want me to pay taxes? No, that's okay. I won't be paying taxes. Oh, yes, you will. Well, what if I don't? Well, we're going to arrest you. Well, what if I don't want to go with you? Well, we're going to kill you. That's where the force first came into the picture. And it hasn't changed from then till now. It's the only thing that's changed is the size of the agency that we know of as government. Make sense?
That does indeed make sense.
Any other thoughts for us, Ike?
Well, last week I believe I had called in about the 9/11 truthers, and I had one more statement about that. You had said that it wasn't really going to make a difference. The only thing I had to say about that is, well, every little bit helps.
Well, if you feel like it's going to make a difference, then by all means, go ahead. And I think there are plenty of people that do. I had a friend of mine.
I'm not a truther, first of all. I'm just saying that's what I perceive their stance to be.
Okay, and I understand it, and I understand their stance, and they feel like they're making a difference, and great. And that's how they want to spend their time, then fine. Hopefully,
can you imagine it working?
Can I imagine it working?
Yes, well, can you imagine it working?
That depends on who they manage to convince.
Working to do what, Mark? What's the end game?
I guess that what they want to do is they want to see George Bush and his cronies
charged
and in prison for killing 3,000 Americans. Mm. Because that's, if you believe this, that's what you're proposing.
Yeah.
The Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the
Masons,
all these people,
Illuminati,
that were behind this will actually be rounded up and put into prison. The richest, most powerful people on the planet will actually be rounded up and put into prison. As a matter of fact, let's line them up on the wall and shoot them all. It's preposterous.
Thank you for putting that in perspective, Mark. I don't think it's ever been set in such a perspective before. That the idea that these elites are going to be somehow brought up on charges by other elites?
They exist.
That is
right.
Not exactly my perspective in any event. I was just thinking along the lines of it wakes people up to the fact that their freedoms are being taken away. And if they believe that their freedoms are being taken forcefully through the use of such manipulations, then...
Yeah, but Ike, they're not waking up to that. They're waking up to the conspiracy.
Yeah.
They're waking up to the idea that government is, you know, government has done evil things and should be replaced with good people. I mean, there's no, in the midst of the 9/11 truth movement, there's not really much talk about reducing the size of government or any real solutions. The end game, as Mark put it, is just to simply bring charges against bad guys and then presumably elect more.
Side effects for the most part. I mean, when it comes right down to it, either way, it's not going to get them all en masse. You are right about that. But the question is, will it get the right people on board? And when people
get the right people on board with what?
Well, on board with asking the questions, looking deeper into the issues, and seeing what our liberties are being taken away. It's not so much that their message is the point, it's that it causes people to ask questions.
That much is true.
When people ask questions, they start to look for answers.
That much is true, but unfortunately, if they're getting their answers from the 9/11 truthers, then there's a lot to be desired there.
And that's where we have our work cut out for us.
Exactly. Ike, thank you for the call. Much appreciated. 800-259-9231. We certainly have work cut out for us.
You know, and you and I talked to a 9/11 truther today, and all I was left with was a bunch of questions.
What do you mean?
I was just left with, you know, he made some claims, and I didn't find those claims to be at all believable. I think that the facts that are involved draw into doubt the government's story, but at the same time, they don't answer anything.
Certainly not.
They give no answers, and people want a story to believe.
And they draw into doubt their own story, although the truthers a lot of them, not all of them this way. Some of them have listened to the show and have shifted more in our direction. I think that's great. The guy that we talked to today, it was while we were in the studio with Gardner Goldsmith, and this dude stepped in, shook hands with Gardner, and was being very friendly, and he started talking about,
you got to hear this.
Yeah, I've done 500 hours of research and blah, 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 and I just saw Loose Change, and I said to him, I turned immediately, and I said, well, you might want to take a look, and since you've done so much research, you might want to take a look at loosechangeguide.com, which is a website that debunks the Loose Change video and shows very clearly how shoddy the Loose Change video is. It's very it's very well produced, but it's shoddily researched. And there was absolutely no research put into this. The sources that he cites, the guys at loosechange.com, the guy that's behind that site,
right.
loosechangeguide.com, he actually dug into the people that Loose Change cites as sources. They're just a bunch of crackpot loons.
Mm.
He's citing sources who are crackpot loons as official information to back up his claims. And there's more. There's so much at loosechangeguide.com. But when I brought it up to this truther, this new truther, right? Because he's new. He's new to this idea. He's a former Marine, and he's done 500 hours of research, so he knows what he's talking about, supposedly. When I brought up loosechangeguide.com and suggested that it questions and debunks this video, he just kind of stood aback and said, well, there's lots of disinformation out there, blah, 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 as though Loose Change, well, who put that website online? There's a lot of disinformation out there. He wasn't even really considering going to look at this website.
No, he has no intention. He knows what he believes.
Right.
And I've got some
questions.
He's
done 500 hours of research. Why would he want all that to be for naught?
You know, it didn't seem to me like he was as informed as some of the crackpots that call this show.
Certainly not. We heard him on the show as we left Gardner's show. He came on for a little bit, and Gard was kind of glad-handing him a little bit, treating with kid gloves, but he was obviously...
Show.
He was obviously against his position. Gardner was on our side, I think, on things.
But, he stated that.
And our side is to question. Our side is to ask questions, to not necessarily take sides with the government story or the truther's story either. I don't know which one's true. I don't know if they're both true or one's true over more true than the other. I don't know. And it's a non-issue to me. But when he was asked questions by Gardner, he didn't even really have a grip on what some of the truthers have a grip on. After 500 hours of supposed research, I understand how he might feel having all of that research, so-called research, challenged by one website. I mean, I saw the Loose Change video, and I thought it was very entertaining. And I was somewhat persuaded by it. I mean, wow, there's video footage, and it looks like they've done their research. It was a persuasive video. And then when I read loosechangeguide.com, I was shocked at how easily manipulated I was by that video. Shocked! So I understand how he's feeling in advance. He doesn't want to have his belief system challenged. He doesn't want to go look at that website.
Neither do I, but I'm willing to look at it.
It's well worth it. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives and a lot of them. In fact, an entire year's worth for free. Right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hey, Mike. You are
hey,
on
guys,
Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Great. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the topic you were brought up the other night about the passenger that tried to open up the airplane, and the other passengers had something else to say about that by not letting him.
Yeah, the other passengers jumped on him. This guy was actually a boxer. He was, moving around the plane, throwing punches into the air, and then tried to open a door that he wasn't supposed to. One of the stewardesses, they don't call him that now, though, these days.
Flight attendant.
One of the flight attendants yelled out, "Don't do that." The passengers jumped up and tackled this dude. What'd you have to say about it?
I wanted to comment. I'm an airline pilot myself, and I'll tell you right now that soon after 9/11, I had told my wife that I can't see passengers taking over a cockpit to be successful in him in the future just because of what happened on that flight. The passengers are not going to allow that anymore. The comment that I had to make is I actually feel more protected by the passengers who are not going to let that happen to my airplane than anything the government's trying to do right now.
Wow. Well, that's a great comment. Right? You heard it from a pilot himself. I mean, feeling more protected by the Americans on the plane than the bumbling oafs of the TSA.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the bottom line is that our government just needs to get out of everybody else's business to not rile them up to want to attempt to do something like that.
Very good, sir.
That's really the case. There'd be far less attacks of this nature if the government wasn't messing with people all over the place.
Let the airlines set their own security policy. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I totally agree with that.
What do you think? I mean, Why is it that the airlines are just such a bunch of pushovers? I mean, why is it that businesses, I understand it applies to all businesses, but especially the airlines, they're so heavily regulated by the government. Why doesn't some airline just stand up and have a little bit of courage and say, you know what, why can't we do things a little bit differently? Why doesn't an airline come to the forefront and lobby for a change like that to say, look, let us provide our own security. We can do a better job. Thanks very much.
I think it's because a lot of the airlines get a lot of government protection anyways. Mm. In terms of like right after 9/11, they offered all these bailout money and all that, so it's kind of protection. The original part of your question I wanted to address actually is that when the airlines and aviation came to the forefront in transportation during the 20th century, it came at a time when everybody was looking to the government to regulate all this stuff in the first place. Like the air traffic control system came about in the 30s, a lot during FDR's administration, and it was just a time in America, sadly to say, that everybody was running to the government to run and regulate all this stuff. It's just so ingrained in transportation these days that I can't see an airline jumping out and having it any other way at this point.
Well said. Thank you for the information. We appreciate the call, Mike, and fly safe. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jones in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jones.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up some more info on 9/11.
Okay.
Basically, we got Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, took out the largest insurance policy known in the history of the world on the center a couple weeks before 9/11.
Hold on, before you go any farther with that, it is one of the largest buildings in the history of the world, too.
And we had somebody bring this up last night, and I didn't have the loose change guide in front of me to rebut him. But actually, that information, while it may be true, here you go, and I just pulled it up as you brought it up. I wasn't even prepared for this. From the front page of loosechangeguide.com.
Terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it. Talking about World Trade Center number 7. How do you set charges to pull a building on the same day on such a tall building?
Oh, so you're actually on our side on that one then.
Yeah.
You're pointing out that's ludicrous. No, and it also doesn't make sense that if Silverstein was involved in a grand conspiracy, why would he on camera admit to being a part of said conspiracy? Why would he on camera admit to that sort of thing?
There's psychology involved with that. You could sell the partial truth to get away from the total truth.
Well, but why bother?
His statement about pulling the Building 7, he's explained that, and it makes very good sense to me what his explanation is.
He misspoke. He was talking about pulling the team. It's probably even taken out of context as well.
The statement was that they were talking about a team of firefighters that were in there fighting this fire that had been raging all day, and, he told them to pull it.
Yeah, the firefighter said that they were not sure they were able to contain the fire, and he said, quote unquote, we've had such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it.
And the building, by the way, according to some of the firefighters, also the conspiracy theorists won't show photos or video footage from the other side of the building. They'll only show one side of the building, the side that didn't really get hit by debris. They won't show the other side, which was heavily smoking. And the firefighters themselves said something to the effect of, this thing has been shaking and murmuring for 30 minutes straight. We need to get the heck out of here. And here's something about the insurance policy for you. This from loosechangeguide.com. First, the claim from Loose Change. This is them saying, July 24th, 2001, Larry A. Silverstein, who already owned World Trade Center 7, signs a $3.2 billion 99-year lease on the entire World Trade Center complex 6 weeks before 9/11. Insertion from loosechangeguide.com. This was the result of a very long, very public, open bid process. Continuing
Loose Change. Yeah, but for more than three buildings in the history, if three skyscrapers that have fallen, WTC 7, 1, and 2 are those three, due to fire falling, and I've seen it with my own eyes, that is a free fall implosion. There's no way a fire could create such a perfectly free falling reaction.
Well, I think there's actually some of the there's some addressment of this free fall claim in loosechangeguide.com, but we're talking about insurance policy, so hang on, there's a little bit more for you here. Again, the claim from Loose Change, the video,
Included in the lease is a $3.5 billion insurance policy specifically covering acts of terrorism. Now, when you hear that number, that's a big number. I mean, the $3.5 billion, that's a lot. And while he specifically covered an act of terrorism, what are the odds of that? Well, response from Loose Change Guide, remember the 1993 bombing? But had Silverstein conceded...
Yeah, they didn't have the truck close enough to the main structure pillars.
The point is, there was already an act of terrorism conducted on the building, so of course he was going to cover terrorism. Also, had Silverstein conceived of the idea that the entire complex could be destroyed, he certainly would have purchased more insurance. $3.5 billion wasn't... Hold on, man. Hold on. $3.5 billion was not nearly enough to rebuild totally. And there's even more on insurance later. In fact, according to court documents, Silverstein initially only wanted to insure the center for $1.5 billion. His lenders wanted a figure more like $5 billion. He finally settled for a figure in between, which was $3.5 billion. And then they cite the source, which, by the way, Loose Change never cites sources. It just makes claims. And the sources it cites are a bunch of crackpot loons. Your thoughts, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma City, they took a lot of fertilizer to blow the whole side of that building off, and that building still stood. Explain that.
These are excellent questions. I'm not an engineer, but don't you think that every architect in America would be making claims if in fact... I mean, I don't have an understanding of how these buildings are built, but I will tell you that the American AIA, American Association of Architects, I don't know, it's some letters like that.
Steel doesn't have a domino effect like, stacked up, playing cards.
I understand
like
that you're looking at this, but the fact is the American Association of Architects, or whatever they are, has said, yeah, we don't see anything wrong with the way it's
done. Jones, I want you to go to loosechangeguide.com tonight and read it.
I've already read the rebuttal. It's all a bunch of crap. I've already rebutted the rebuttal.
You rebutted the rebuttal?
Well, send us your rebuttal then.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Final moments of the Friday edition. You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We want you to help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing, and you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world, when you should become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month, like over 285 of our listeners have currently done. You can get on board, and you'll get some perks. You'll get access to classic archives. You'll get access to the amplifier-only phone lines, the amplifier-only forum as well, and some more details are for you at amp.freetalklive.com. But the most important thing is that your $3 a month can really go a long way. We're buying radio industry advertisements, getting more stations on board with the show. We're buying, internet advertising as well. And there's a whole list of the things that we're doing with the money there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we just had Jones on from California. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the whole 9/11 truth and bringing up some objections. Sounded like he agreed with us on a couple of things. But he asked the question about, well, what about the Oklahoma City building? Well, there was a big bomb that took half of that thing out, and it didn't collapse. And again, there's so many conspiracy theories, there's so many questions, so many issues, and I'm not an expert on this, so I had to do a little digging, but just a little digging. It didn't take me long to find a rebuttal to our friend who called in a moment ago. This one's from a different website. I promoted the hell out of loosechangeguide.com because that was great. It made me feel really, really gullible when I read loosechangeguide.com because the movie Loose Change had persuaded me on a few things. And it wasn't honest with me, and it's not honest with you either. So Loose Change Guide is good, but it linked to another website called 911myths.com. Now, I haven't had the chance at all to dig through this site in its entirety, but let me select one of their elements here. This one's about the Madrid Windsor Tower. It's cited in conspiracy videos as an example of a fire that burned for more than 18 hours in a building on several stories. In fact, the fire started 11 stories from the top of the building, burned at temperatures of 800 degrees for more than 18 hours. The core of the building did not fail. The fire in WTC-1 is reported to have burned at 800 degrees as well, and was located roughly 17 stories from the top of that building, meaning that the inner core supported only 6 additional floors of weight above the fire zone in comparison to the Windsor building. WTC-1 collapsed after only 85 minutes, reportedly through core failure. So that's the conspiracy claim that, well, why did WTC collapse, but the Windsor building didn't? They both had similar
fires. Excellent question.
Well, here's the response. The Madrid Windsor fire is sometimes cited as being relevant to the WTC collapse, but in reality, there are major differences between the two situations. No plane flew into the Madrid Windsor Tower, for instance. It didn't sustain any structural damage prior to the fire beginning.
And for those who keep emailing us to say that neither did World Trade Center 7, they do have reports of the damage for that building as well. Again, the conspiracy theorists sort of tend to ignore that stuff. The Madrid Windsor Tower was much smaller than the WTC as well, at 32 stories. More significantly, the design of the Windsor Tower was entirely different to that of the WTC. No reliance on steel frames here. The core was mostly made of concrete. And what happened to the steel that the tower did include? It failed. Other photos reveal how the concrete was all that was left on the upper floors. So yeah, after that building burned for several hours, for 18 plus hours or whatever, its steel failed as well. And the only thing that was left was concrete. The same story suggests it's only key design differences from the WTC that kept the Madrid Windsor Tower standing. Others confirm the advantages offered by the Windsor Tower design, and they cite sources, source after source here. So what does the Madrid Windsor Tower fire show? That steel columns will collapse in a fire, that concrete is more fire resistant, and that's about it. So there you go. So therefore, to answer his question about the Oklahoma City bombing, there was no huge fire burning for hours and hours in the Oklahoma City building. It was an explosion. Boom. Blew up the building. What structure remained stood. So that's apples and oranges as well.
And it just got hit with the explosive force as opposed to an airplane and explosive force.
Exactly. So again, every single one of these claims by the 9/11 truthers, they seem to have rebuttals. And to be really good rebuttals.
And if the 9/11 truth movement is correct, there's going to be some really motivating rebuttals out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if the richest people in the world have decided they were going to kill 3,000 so they could crack down on us, they're going to have really great rebuttals.
Ah.
So, what do you do? What do you do?
You mean, what do you do when they come back with that claim?
No, just what? It just seems all so futile.
It is.
You believe it? You don't believe it. I believe it. I don't believe it. Whatever. It's just, you know, whatever.
Yep.
No matter what you say, what questions you ask, somebody's going to come along with a rebuttal that sounds good. And these sound good to me.
So, moving off of
and,
that.
You know, the point that I'd like to make on this, another point, is it's like, where do you put your faith? At what point? A couple of nights ago, I was watching a Penn & Teller excerpt, and I'd seen it previously.
Penn & Teller's BS?
Yeah, Penn & Teller's BS. I just generally call it Penn & Teller.
Okay.
And they were talking about alien abduction, and there was a woman on there who was talking about her her husband, who was a slea stack or something. I don't know.
He
was
a lizard, right?
A lizard guy from some other planet. She has three kids. She has pictures of the husband and three kids, and that she, you know, they're half human. Of course, the pictures are drawn.
Yes.
They're not actually photographs. I don't know. Maybe slea stacks don't show up on film. I'm not
sure
what the reason
with them.
But do you believe her? Do you believe that she was married to a lizard guy?
Why would she lie about that?
Well, the question is, at some point or another, the gullibility factor kicks in for everyone.
Mm.
For everyone.
She wants attention. That's
she
why
does.
She did it. And that's what they all want.
She may want attention. She may want to be able to know something
she
more.
She might want
to
write a book.
She might just
make
be crazy.
Money.
But
she might be crazy, yeah, sure.
You know, that's how the world looks at, to some extent or another, the 9/11 truth movement. I'm sorry. I wish it weren't true. That's what they'd think.
800-259-9231. In other news, I sold this earlier in the show, and we're just going to have time to get to it. From LJWorld.com, Lawrence Journal World, reporting on the Wakarusa Festival. Remember, we talked about this earlier this summer, Mark.
Uh-huh.
It was it's kind of a music fest, kind of a hippie music fest that was going on, and a lot of people were coming in from all over the country to go to this thing in Kansas. And the police had set up roadblocks. They were roadblocking the people coming into this event and harassing people, searching cars, and just being generally police statish and terrible.
Uh-huh.
Well, now there's more information that's been revealed about the Wakarusa Fest. Hidden high-dollar equipment helped police crack down on drug dealing at this year's Wakarusa Festival. A new article in a trade journal, Government Security News, describes the roughly $250,000 worth of hidden camera, night vision, and thermal imaging equipment used by police throughout the festival grounds. The equipment was courtesy of a California company that agreed to give a free demonstration of its wares for marketing purposes. The company estimated that they were able to cover 85% of the festival grounds with about a half a dozen hidden cameras. One camera, for example, was mounted atop a light tower and used on Shakedown Street, a bustling area viewed as a problem spot for drug dealing. Mike McCroy, vice president of the company NS Microwave from Spring Valley, California, says, "It's hopefully a win-win for everybody except the crooks," as though drug dealers are crooks. They're only crooks if they rip someone off. The company builds covert cameras disguised as everything from electrical boxes to birdhouses. They're capable of seeing at night as long as there's some ambient light nearby, such as a lantern or a fire. Four of its cameras were constantly deployed throughout the festival, consistently deployed, and at least two others were to be used as needed, according to the company. Cameras were controlled by a computerized command center in a 21-foot trailer that was parked atop a hill in the middle of the Frisbee golf course inside the park. "Nobody knew," said the company's Midwestern sales representative. "It just looked like parabolic dishes on top of a trailer." The plan to use the cameras came about when the narcotics squad encountered these people. They were there to promote their equipment and blah, blah, blah. So there you go. There's more here. They talk about how the festival goers were outraged when they found this out. Of course, now they're finding it out after the fact, unless, of course, they were arrested as a result of these cameras being used.
You're right.
So the police department in Lawrence, Kansas, took taxpayer dollars, $250,000.
I'm sure it's Homeland Security dollars.
Yep.
I betcha.
And use them to catch people selling weed at the Wakarusa Music Festival. Is that really what you want your police spending their time doing?
That's what half of the drug arrests in the United States are. Half of them are pot.
Yep.
Most of those, personal possession.
Half of 1.5 million, by the way, drug arrests.
775,000 people were arrested in 2005 for pot.
The police state here continuing. In fact, this police state activity was totally unknown to the participants at the park. And by the way, there's a quiz, or not a quiz, but a poll on the Lawrence Journal's website. Question is, what do you think of the high-tech methods? Their invasion of privacy, and they're a good way to keep the park safe, and no opinion. So far, 66% saying they're an invasion of privacy. So that's the good news. We'll be back tomorrow night for the Saturday show. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you online, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a